from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Students from San Francisco High School are part of an innovative pilot program. They're the first teens in the country to use high-tech GPS cell phones to track their daily carbon footprint and to change how much pollution they make. David Gorn reports.
It's lunchtime at Urban High School in San Francisco. And while most students are looking cool and having fun out in the quad, about two dozen kids gather in a classroom overlooking the schoolyard.
This one's home to school.
It's not your usual small clique of chess players or a sparsely attended Star Trek club. All of the 25 students here are drawn by something no teenager can resist. A way cool cell phone.
It's really cool. Yeah. I mean, internet and camera and stuff.
These phones are free, handed out as part of a social experiment. They have global positioning, web access, and one application you can't find on any other phone in the nation. This cell phone maps your carbon output. That is, it automatically records your movement every 30 seconds so they can tell whether you're walking, standing still, or driving. Then students can hook up to a laptop and see a map of all their trips for the day or week and how much carbon those car trips represent. And once you can see the trail of those trips and tot up the amount of carbon they produce, you start thinking about walking or biking or busing, says sophomore Chapin Boyer and senior Julia Evans. And not getting in that car for the quarter-mile lift to school.
I take a second to think about it now.
I used
to just be like, into the car, but now it's sort of, why don't I just take a bike and it'll be zero instead of like two.
And Evans adds that teenagers are the perfect ones to run this study. And not just because they're never separated from their mobile phones.
People underestimate how technologically advanced our generation is. And to kind of keep up with everything that's changing, it's a really good idea to put it into some kind of, you know, technologically aware machine.
The mobile phone has become a more techno-aware machine, much more like a computer than a phone. That's why this project was targeted toward teens by the Go Green Foundation, a San Francisco nonprofit that came up with the idea with help from Nokia and AT&T, which contributed the phones and the service. Martin Gutierrez heads the foundation and says that at the end of this month, he expects to expand the program to three other San Francisco high schools, and then eventually to the rest of us.
Hopefully we're going to get to a point where anybody, even somebody my age, can work with these applications easily.
As GPS applications become ubiquitous on mobile phones over the next few years, Gutierrez hopes that this program will spread out exponentially from the 25 teens in each school to those schools' other students and beyond.
Then they can introduce that to their peers, and hopefully virally that will catch on, and then we'll have a whole new generation that will be much more conscientious about their choices that they're making.
The technology is the nexus of two waves of innovation, the burgeoning world of new cell phone apps and the growth of something called place-based reporting. This pilot has its roots in a much more detailed study at the University of California at Los Angeles. Deborah Estrin is director of UCLA's Embedded Network Sensing Program and has used cell phones to study traffic patterns, humidity, weather, and other factors to create a sort of personal environmental risk profile. So if you jog near busy roads, for example, you could breathe in more particulate matter. And other choices you make, Estrin says, can raise other people's risk, such as driving past elementary schools, hospitals, daycare centers, or elderly care facilities. The car, she says, is number one for both the risks you create for others and the ones you take.
Your primary exposure to particulate matter is when you're on the highway and in your car. So as individuals, that's where we're really exposed to high levels of particulate matter.
That's why the San Francisco program focuses on car trips. It's designed to help people make choices to cut back on how much carbon they make. When you see the data right in front of you, Estrin says, the choices become crystal clear.
And it tells you along the route.
Back at Urban High in San Francisco, the students have downloaded their car trips for the week into laptop computers. Julia Evans says that most of the teenagers she knows have one political thing in common. They wish they could do something about climate change. So for her, it was a thrill to go from wanting to do something about climate change to actually doing something about it.
It's like you can think about it and want to do it, but to actually make that conscious decision to take another form of transportation is where the real change lies.
Project leader Gutierrez says that in just the first few weeks of the pilot with these 25 teens, carbon use went down dramatically. When he expands the program later this month, he hopes to start a competition between the schools to see which one can save the biggest piece of the planet. For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.
To find out more about the Go Green Project, go to kqed.org/quest.